From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. Tents are popping up on DePaul University's campus, the latest local school to see student protesters calling for support of Palestine. At the growing encampment, students are demanding the school disclose its financials and divest in companies that support Israel amid the war in Gaza. Meanwhile, encampments continue at the University of Chicago with a growing presence there. Today, Chicago high school students are also joining this movement. Students at Jones Prep plan to have a sit-in protest at 1:45 during their fourth period. The guidelines: students are only allowed to protest for 30 minutes, although some have said they plan to continue the demonstration off campus. There will also be safe places available for students who have expressed concerns who are not taking part in the protest. Meanwhile, Jewish community groups are speaking out against those sit-ins later today, calling them breeding grounds for anti-Semitism. Those groups include the American Jewish Committee and the Jewish United Fund. They'll be at the Loop Synagogue on Clark Street at 1:30. Also today, hundreds of people will go to our state's capital for Illinois Muslim Day of Action. This year, they'll rally for a ceasefire in Gaza. The day is meant to strengthen relationships between lawmakers and Muslim civic groups and lobby for bills supporting the community. Your forecast: sunny, 76 degrees. From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.